Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got to admit, it is truly unbelievable that they have scored four goals on this five-minute major, and it just ended. The power play just ended. Five-minute power play. Endless goals allowed. And they took the lead 4-3. They scored four times. They were down 3-0 and scored four goals on Fleury. It really is stunning what's happened.
I cannot believe what's going on here. It's pretty amazing. I said to you when this happened, this is the kind of thing. This team was dead. This game was over. 3-0, 10 minutes to go. All they had to do was skate it out. Guy took a dumb penalty. Was it a major? No, it was not. That was a bad call by the official, but it was a penalty.
It was a penalty. It should have been a two-minute.
Two-minute minor.
Is everyone saying
it? Oh, yeah. They gave him a major.
What's the reaction on
that? It was a bad call.
That it was a bad call.
Right. But still, what did that bad call do? Because the guy fell on the ice, hit his head. It fired up the Shark bench. They get a five-minute major. Boom, 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 boom. Suddenly they're up 4-3. Unbelievable turn of events. And now it falls back to the guy you were talking about a half an hour ago. It's back on Martin Jones now. Because
he's now
back up 4-3. They've given him this night back.
They've given him the game.
So now he's got to shut, because you know Vegas is coming these last five
Six
minutes.
Six minutes.
So let's see him shut the door now.
So how badly do you think the ref screwed up the game?
Well,
it should have been a two-minute power play. And they would have scored one goal at best. At best.
Right. It would have been 3-1 with like 9 minutes left. Plenty of time to just kill it off.
So what's the reaction? Like, that they gave him four goals, basically, but they still scored them. They earned it, right? They moved it and scored.
Oh, Vegas still needs to, you know, they
Vegas gotta, has to stop.
They can't allow four goals on a five-minute major.
So they melted down.
They melted down, too. There was a combination of a lot of things happening there. Couture giving Gallant the business after he scored. There's been a lot.
Couture scored the one
to tie it at 3, and he kind of gave like a little point at the bench toward the Vegas bench. So he's the guy that Gallant's
I just saw
with.
It. So you're telling me, but it was that was clearly a cross check.
It was a clear cross check, but a 5-minute major?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I agree. Clear cross check. That was it.
But the worst part of it came when he hit Stasi, and Stasi ended up throwing him to the ice. So, you know, in the end, like, the one they called the penalty on wasn't the right one that really hurt him.
Right. So now they got an icing. 5.5 to go. They got to score a goal. Do you think they'll score, Mafia? No. Yes. You think they'll score?
I don't know how much you have left after killing off that 5-minute major. It just takes all the four goals. Just takes so much out of you. You know, all your momentum, all your excitement. I don't know if they
They had four power plays before that, scored on none of them, had a 5-minute major and scored four goals. That really is truly
a lot of emotion, too.
Jay, did you think that was a cross check? Was it a 2-minute penalty or a 5-minute major?
Carry Pavelski off the ice. I mean, I didn't see it live. These guys made it seem like it was a terrible call. I saw the replay. I don't think it's as bad as they
think. So if he falls sideways and lands on his shoulder instead of falling back on his back and land on the back of his head, you're okay with it? It shouldn't have been a 5-minute major then? It's because it's how he landed, Jay. That's what happened here. We've seen 5-minute majors where guys slaughter guys in the back into the boards and they get, you know,
a 5-minute major.
You know, this was a clear cross check. The
hit that took
clear.
Out Oshie was a 2-minute penalty. This one was a 5-minute major.
Oshie broke his collarbone and they gave him 2 minutes.
Well, that was ridiculous.
But what
call
about this
too.
One? They gave him 5 minutes for a cross check.
And it ended his season. How about that?
Well, the hit that actually puts him on the ice and really damages him. Is Stasny running into him and throwing him to the air?
So
it wasn't
how do you
even
know
Eakins
it ended his
shot.
Season? He's bleeding or something. Is he concussed and done? Or
we don't know.
We don't know if he's done. But I don't know. I mean,
is it Vegas this season?
Well, what is everyone saying? That it was a bad call?
The majority of the people I see say that.
Oh, look at this guy. He almost scored. What a save by Fleury with the toe jam save. 4.5 to go. Jay, do you think they'll score or not?
No.
No.
They just handed the Sharks the
Jay
series.
Handed them the series. Vegas will never live it down. Oh! Oh, loose pocket, bro. Oh, to humanity. Did you see that chance?
Some save.
I'm telling you, is this guy going to get out alive in the next 4 minutes?
Did you see that save? Did you see that save he made, though? I'll give him that.
The puck was in the air.
It literally looked like it was going in like a basketball over his back of his head. Wow. I don't know. It's crazy. But, you know, the refs, you got to, like, they made that call. Maybe they'll give Vegas a power play.
But you still can't allow four power
plays. Oh, they almost scored again and missed. Did you see the floater by the side of the post? Did you see it? That was crazy.
Oh, that's a penalty.
No call. They're not going to give them a call. They've already given San Jose the game.
That was a clear hook.
They gave them a power play.
How about that?
Oh, to humanity. I can't even keep up with it. I'm going to have a heart attack. Here we go. LeBlanc going off.
Must goal here. You got to score.
Do you think? So, Marchessault ties it at fours with a beautiful snapshot inside the circles from behind the net. I think Riley passed it to him. And it was just a beautiful play. I got to tell you, I think it's all square now. It's fair. I think now we know, obviously, the next goal wins it, but I think they deserved that power play. I think they deserved the goal. I thought that at the end of the day, I thought it was a cross-check two-minute, vicious cross-check two-minute penalty. It was not a five-minute major. Those four unanswered goals in a five-minute unlimited power play, score as many as you can in 5 minutes, was a bad call by the ref. And they gave him four goals and the lead. And then, of course, not that he can't win this game, because he can. He can still win. But you cannot deny, again, that Martin Jones, he let him tie it. All they had to do was make it a minute. And all they had to do was get an empty net goal. I mean, come on. You can't tell me there's not one guy that can't send that puck the other end of the ice into the net. I mean, did you see what the Bruins did when they got the, when they pulled the goalie, what they did to it, they shoved it down their throats. Great teams score on empty nets, okay? Teams that Pharrell around with the puck, they don't score. That's what the Sharks did. They never got the puck down. They cleared it once or twice, but they never shot it once on goal. They just tried to clear it along the walls.
And I'm not going to go as far as calling it a bad goal, but that was a short side goal. When the guy's right behind him on that side, that's the pole he's supposed to be hugging there, making sure it doesn't go in, right? How does Marchessault squeeze that in?
I got to tell you, it's because I don't trust Jones.
No, and he's supposed to be up against that post, making sure nothing comes from that side.
You can't
trust
him.
That's when he lets it in.
You cannot trust him. Now, he might very well win this game, but in my view, it's not because of him.
No,
the reason it's not because of him, he gave up four goals in the game, right? They scored four goals on a five-minute major that should have never happened, right? Fair enough. Is that not about accurate? Is anyone saying that was not a – are there people saying it wasn't a five-minute major?
Look, I'm sure you're going to find a couple of people who feel that it was, but the majority of people know that wasn't a five-minute major. It just wasn't. They got it and they took advantage. Vegas could make a couple stops there too. But either way, you said it best. It's best that this is heads up now. Vegas got their goal back. Play it to the end here. It would have been tough if that game ended 4-3 off of the Sharks scoring the four goals on that five-minute major that probably shouldn't have been.
So who wins it?
Man, I think Vegas has the momentum back now after tying it there. I like Vegas.
Mafia.
I'm going Vegas. They just came. They came back to score that deflates you right there. That takes something out of you for the Sharks. You had control of it. You had the series right there at home, and now you got to go back out there for an extra time again. And you know what matters most? I know he let up the big goal in overtime, double overtime last game, but like you said, these goalies, that's what's going to come down in the clutch.
Listen, I just watched that again. That is not a five-minute major.
No, the worst
of
the contract.
It was right off of the faceoff. He cross-checked him. That was it. It's a two-minute major. I agree with you. That had nothing to do even with Eakin. Or didn't you say who was the guy that?
Eakin was the one who was tossed. Stasny's the one that tosses him to the ground.
Right. Stasny's the one that did it. They got the wrong guy.
Eakin had the cross-check.
But they threw Eakin out of the game and gave him a five-minute major. They screwed it up. They couldn't even get that right, the refs. They screwed it up, right?
Right. If Stasny's not going out to cover the point there and makes that contact where he just takes out his legs, he's going to fall down. It's going to be okay, two-minute minor, no problem. It's that contact that makes the injury what
have
it is.
Have you ever seen in your life, in the last, since 09, since 08, seriously, have you ever seen Marc-Andre Fleury melt down like that? Ever? In a Stanley Cup game. He's won three Stanley Cups, right? And I just can't even believe I saw him give up four goals. Like, they were so easy, too. Those goals were so bad. It was like he was standing there. It was like he was a statue. Am I wrong? I've never seen him give up four goals like that in a game ever. Ever. That guy is such a great goaltender. I've never seen him bleed like that, honestly. But how many times did we say when it was 4-3, they deserve this goal? They deserve to tie this up. That power play was a good call. I don't know what it was, like a slash or a hook or something that they got, right? On the last, they got LeBlanc on the penalty, and they scored the goal. I don't think there was much time left. Was there, Carver High, on that power play? There wasn't much time left.
On the five-minute major?
No, on the Vegas goal.
Oh, no, there wasn't a lot left.
It was very limited time left. So there you go. Goudreau, the winner for San Jose. Barclay Goudreau scores 5-4 the final at 18-19 of the extra session. And the Sharks move on, and Vegas goes home. No more viewing parties, it looks like, Carver High downtown. Looks like they're going to have to cancel planning ahead to next season.
Well, look. They had
it's hard to get back to the Stanley Cup Finals. They learned the hard way tonight.
It's very hard.
Blow a 3-0 lead.
They had a legendary run last year. No question about that. And they lost a very tough 7-game series, one that they're going to wake up tomorrow morning and know they had multiple opportunities to win. They dominated the game in Vegas on Sunday night, didn't get it done, hung around till overtime, let the Sharks beat them on a shorty. They come in tonight. 3-0 lead with 11 minutes left in the third period. Look, whether it was a 5-minute major or not, they needed to buckle down and not allow four goals on a 5-minute power play, okay? So that's on them, too. All right, well, I know that it was a bad call. It was definitely a bad call.
But they did a real bad job.
But they, how about allow two power play goals instead of four during the 5 minutes, huh? How about that? So it's on them that they lost this series. And like you said, they get a taste of, it ain't easy to get back there every year.
They got a taste of they may never get back. You never know.
No, absolutely.
You may never get back. You think it's so easy until you're on the doorstep. And what'd they lose in, what was last year, in six? What did the Caps win it in?
I believe it was six games last
year. Okay, so.
Because they won out in Vegas in game six.
They go, they lose in six in the finals, and then everybody thinks it's just a walk in the park. I mean, everyone in Vegas bought in that they're just the best team, right? And they're going to go to the finals every year now. And so they went and they just, lost in overtime in game seven. I just can't even believe it because they were up 3-0 with 11 minutes to go. I just can't even believe what I just saw, that it ended up 5-4 when it was 3-0. You know what I mean? Was that not the craziest 11 minutes you ever saw? And then 18 more in overtime.
The only one I can remember like that in a game seven was, remember, I think it was 12 or 13 when the Leafs were up 4-1 on the Bruins in the third period, right? And the Bruins came back and beat them. Other than that, I mean, that was probably crazier what happened there.
Barclay Goudreau, the number one star.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.